social media platforms.
Australia
to take down
is to ban
content
children from using social media.
The election day misinformation.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in.
Criminal aliens.
Welcome back to Classics Reimagined. I'm your host, Meredith Zhu. This episode, I'll be sharing my story, The Stars Are Silent, based on H.G. Wells' sci-fi classic, The War of the Worlds. Inspired by Liu Cixin's The Three-Body Problem, I've transformed Wells' vision of an alien invasion into a cautionary tale for our modern age. What would an invasion look like today, and could it already be underway? Stay with me to find out. Alejandro then tapped on the small red O lurking in the corner of his screen. He scrolled past photoshopped images and AI-generated videos claiming proof of alien existence, followed by detailed instructions on preparing for an invasion. He flicked through hysterical posts. They're coming to steal our homes, resources, and lands. They will eat our pets and then us for food. Close Earth's borders, prepare for war. He frowned as a sickly feeling churned in his gut, one so unsettling yet oddly familiar, like echoes reverberating in an empty room. A knock to the door interrupted his thoughts, and Vera strode in with a smile warmer than the cup of coffee steaming in her hands. I hope you're getting enough rest. There's a lot of work to be done with all that's happening. She set the mug down before him, dark liquid trickling over the room, her smile still unwavering. Do people really believe it? Believe what? That aliens are going to invade our planet? She laughed melodiously. People would believe anything they hear these days. You could tell them that they're a worm and they will start writhing on the floor. I think they're mostly there already. He chuckled awkwardly. He couldn't help but focus on the red O on her name tag dangling from her neck. But why don't we stop it? Her smile narrowed at its edges. If it's not true, of course. What's the role of science and technology in society? This is a question inherent to all sci-fi. In his novel, Wells grapples with novel scientific ideas of the 19th century. Having studied biology, he incorporated Darwin's theory of natural selection. We see that the Martian invaders, despite their technological superiority, succumbed to Earth's bacteria. He writes, "By the toll of a billion deaths, man has bought his birthright of the Earth." Through the sheer dominance of the Martians, Wells critiques the hubris that this rapid scientific progress in the Victorian era led to. Liu Cixin provides an ambivalent view on scientific progress to mirror contemporary debate on science and ethics. Astrophysicist Ye Wenjie embodies a profound belief in science, leading her to make contact with the alien Trisolarian species. However, the existential threat posed by the Trisolarians questions the moral consequences of scientific progress. In my story, I illuminate the misuse of technology. I reimagined the alien invasion not as an external threat, but a conspiracy theory gone viral on social media. This allowed me to critique how big tech companies prioritize profit over truth, leading to the spread of misinformation. Setting my story in Silicon Valley, the epicenter of global tech innovation, and using the perspective of a company insider allowed me to expose the corruption embedded in the commercialization of technology. My use of a scientific journal form to frame the story contrasts the objective language of science with the manipulation and chaos caused by the company. It reveals how even a scientific journal, the epitome of accuracy, can be weaponized for corporate gain. The synecdoche of Vera's unwavering smile, which mangles into a sneer, represents the polished facade tech companies present. The duplicitous irony is deepened by her name meaning truth, and the company's name Omnilux combining all and light, underscoring how tech innovations are distorted for profit, whilst exalted as emblems of transparency and progress. The enduring popularity of alien stories are fueled by our deep fear of invasion and the unknown. Wells' novel exemplifies invasion literature, a literary phenomenon reflecting widespread fears of Britain's potential invasion by hostile foreign forces. This idea is captured through the symbol of invasive Martian redweed, which grew with an astonishing vigour and luxuriance. It spread with cactus-like branches at a quite incredible speed, mirroring the overwhelming Martian conquest. The detached first-person narration from a nameless narrator and linear sequencing shifts the focus onto the progression of the Martian invasion, heightening the sense of fear. In The Three-Body Problem, the alien invasion is derived from humanity's flaws. Ye Wenjie, disillusioned by the Cultural Revolution, turns to the alien Trisolarians as hope for salvation. Liu merges timelines to show how future catastrophe stems from past conflicts. The color red becomes a motif for idealism's destructive consequences, symbolizing ideological fervor, disillusionment, and impending doom. Considering how alien invasions manifest today, I drew inspiration from rising anti-immigration rhetoric. In my story, I present this persisting fear of the other through the voice of a South American immigrant whose position is complicated by society and his family. Alejandro's outsider perspective allowed me to explore the irrationality of such sentiments, as he is able to relate to and see the immorality behind his company's weaponization of persisting fears. A sick feeling churned in his gut, like echoes reverberating in an empty room. The simile alludes to the online echo chambers, which stoke this hatred and fear. His undocumented mother pleads, "Aliens, aliens, look at me and look at yourself." With her short successive exclamations, I wanted to make a direct critique, referencing the US Immigration and Nationality Act, which dehumanizes people by labeling anyone who isn't a citizen as an alien. Another way invasion manifests in my story is through the intrusiveness of social media. I captured this by reimagining the color red through the motif of the company's O logo. The stark and simplistic symbol appears everywhere in the story, in different places and forms, serving as a constant reminder of social media's seamless invasion into our modern lives. What happens to existing power structures when faced with calamity? In Wells' novel, there is a total collapse of order, showing the fragility of established hierarchies. This disparity is expressed through the analogy. It never was a war, any more than there's war between man and ants. With the British Empire reaching its peak in the Victorian era, Wells critiques colonialism by turning the tables and reminding his readers that we must remember what ruthless and utter destruction our own species has wrought. The three-body problem questions humanity's place in the cosmos and the sustainability of civilization. The Trisolarians are not empowered by imperialism, but by means of survival. This mirrors contemporary anxieties surrounding climate change and the precarious future of Earth. The analogy presented by the Trisolarians, "You're bugs, you have no idea," similarly underscores humanity's insignificance and that survival drives civilizations and cosmic order. When reflecting on modern power structures, I chose to expose the control of big tech companies. The nameless CEO is portrayed as an inhuman entity, his lack of characterization emphasizing his sinister nature. His mantra of the masses serving the minority condemns human tendencies to form hierarchies. I extend on the analogy in classic sci-fi. Worms easily lured out by humans thumping on their soils, mistaking it for rain. Worms ensnared by extraterrestrials knocking on their world, believing it to be true. But here the parallelism shifts the focus inward, highlighting the power disparity within human society rather than with external forces. This is reinforced by celestial imagery. He gazed at the stars twinkling faintly, their innocent lights drowned out by the glow of sprawling companies like his. By juxtaposing the distance of the aliens with the immediate potency of tech corporations, I subvert the idea that the greatest threats to humanity come from the outside, as instead they may already be among us. I hope today's episode has offered you some new perspectives on our modern world. I'm your host, Meredith Zhu, and this is Classics Reimagined.